Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. I'm Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another night of rejoicing and praising the great I Am and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Before I go on, I would like everyone to continue your prayers for Elder Faye. She is recovering nicely, but she still needs prayer. She got a little ways to go, so your prayers are appreciated. Okay, boy, we have some shows coming up on the 24th. We're going to have the Youth for Christ show at 7 p.m. Central Time, and then we're going to back it up and do over the weekend on the 28th. We're going to try to do Associate Pastor Kimberly Horvath's Ignite Your Spirit, Clarify Your Life section. And we're also going to do House of Inspiration with DJ Frankie Vibe. We got a little bit behind in the shows, but that doesn't matter. We're here today. I just wanted to kind of let you know, just look out on your social medias and definitely check our website out, www.journeyhomeministries.org. There you'll find a multitude of resources, Christian life coaching, Bible study, Youth for Christ show, House for Inspiration, Gospel House music with DJ, our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vi. You also have Flashback Friday sermons. You also, there's also a link there for some YouTube videos that I did at the beginning of the ministry. I would do a sermon, a short sermon every day. So definitely go to the website, check all of those things out. And we would appreciate it. We appreciate your support, those who are listening live, and of course, those who are listening later. All right, what we're going to talk about? Hypocrisy, being a hypocrite. You know, sometimes we're all human. We all fall short of the glory of God. But Christ really, really emphasized that hypocrisy and being a hypocrite was not acceptable in the eyes of the Lord. In Matthew 23rd chapter, the entire 23rd chapter, the first through the 12th verse, he talks about it, and I want to read it. Because I can't say it any better than Jesus can. And it goes like this. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so you must be careful to do everything they tell you, but do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for people to see, to make their phylacteries wide and the tassels of their garments long. They love the place of honor at the banquet and the most important seats in the synagogue. They love to be greeted with the respect in the marketplace and to be called rabbi by others. But you are not to be called rabbi. For you have one teacher, and you all are brothers and sisters. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you only have one father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructor, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and for those who humble themselves will be exalted." We are all in the kingdom of God, doing our jobs, serving each other, and serving the Lord and our Lord and Savior Christ. This is not, a place where what Christ was trying to say there was that, once the people who teach the law got it in control, and you're supposed to spread the gospel, but then you begin to exalt yourself and give yourself big names, call yourself like Reverend, which means revered. So we have to be very careful of how we present ourselves as we're spreading the gospel. We are servants. I'm your humble servant. You're somebody else's humble servant. We're all here to help each other out. And we need to practice what we preach. If we're saying love thy neighbor, we need to love every neighbor, not just the choice one. If we're saying to bridle our tongue so we don't speak against anybody, that's what we need to do to stop us from gossiping. Whatever it will take for you to realize that you are a servant in the kingdom of God, doing his work so people can see the miracle of God working in you as a living witness. That's what we're here for, and that's what we're used for. And so with that, we're going to roll into the show. Just something I want you to think about, meditate on. If you want to discuss it, email me at sisterpoochie@journeyhomeministries.org. That's sisterpoochie @journeyhomeministries.org. All right, everybody. This is, you know, I want to give a special shout out to Lady Vonsell Bletcher, whose birthday is approaching, and she is having a big and a great time. So we want to say happy, happy birthday. May God grant you all your wishes in the name of Jesus. And with that, we're going to kick off the show with I'll by Lady Vonsell Bletcher, featuring Pastor R.L. Bush.
Yeah.
and I'm going to stand until your will be done. We are a chosen people. God has chosen and set us aside and will give us honor and will give us glory, give him honor and give him glory for what he is doing for us now. But that was Outstand by Lady Marcel Belcher, featuring Pastor R.L. Bush. All right, next up on the mic is Call the King by Daniel Woodson, and here we go. All right, that was Called the King by Daniel Woodson. You know, Jesus Christ is here to carry out our burdens. We're supposed to take it to the cross, leave it at the altar, and let God work on it. He's still in control of everything. Okay, everybody, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is an edition of Flashback Friday with Sister Poochie. Flashback Friday, fact, I am a poet. That's where my poet name is, Sister Poochie. And I started the ministry based on a book of poems that I wrote in honor of Christ and in honor of our Lord. It was a 12-stop journey to finding Christ. And it was my journey that I documented in poetry. But I also did other kind of poetry too. I did a lot of radical poetry, a lot of political poetry, love poems and things like that, which I never did publish. But I did have one poem here that is called It's Not About You. And when it comes to hypocrisy, that's one of the things we have to realize is that none of this that's going on is about us. Everything that's going on in the world is about God and Christ. None of it is about us. All he wants us to do is serve him, worship him, and honor him. Okay, this is It's Not About You by myself, Sister Poochie. Here we go.
Sister Poochie, want the bells to ring. I hope you can get this thing. What would it take for you to care? More bombs bursting in the air, more families in despair. Tell me, what will it take for you to care about God's children that are dying out there? Selfishness, mind stuck on you, just on you. And only you, you walk around without a clue. Don't you see the folks hurting around you? Tell me, what will it take for you to care about the souls that are hurting out there? Selfishness, mind stuck on you, just on you. And only you walking around without a clue. The world doesn't revolve around you. It's by the grace of God that it ain't you. But if it was, what would you do if your mind is just stuck on you? Stuck on you without a clue. Your moral doesn't revolve around you. So listen up as I give you this clue of how to make your dreams and blessings come true. Is when you realize that it's not about you. That is not about you. Wake up. It's not about you. Don't stay stuck. It's not about you. Give up. It's not about you. Take this clue. It's not about you. This is true. It's not about you.
It's not about you. That was done so early in the ministry when there was actually a show called the Jim Black Show that I did that for. The music behind that was from Mr. Chicago, and we just threw it together really fast, and I hope you enjoyed it. Just like to throw a little of my poetry into the shows from now on. All right, back to the reading for the week. It's all about hypocrisy, being a hypocrite. Okay, Matthew 23rd chapter, the whole chapter, we're going to read all 12 verses. Jesus was very adamant. This is something he felt very strongly about when it came to the religious leaders. It goes like this. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to the disciples, "The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. So you must be careful to do everything they tell you, but do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for people to see. They make their tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honor at the banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi by others. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructor, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. And God will humble you, especially when you start preaching the gospel. It is not about you. It is about getting the gospel to those who do not know Jesus Christ. It's very easy for us to sit back, know things in the Bible, and tell people what they should be doing, but yet we're not doing everything we should be doing. That's a form of hypocrisy. That's a form of being a hypocrite. And Jesus, very clearly, with all the exclamation points that was located in the 23rd chapter, and I encourage you to read it for yourself. Don't just take my word for it. Always read it for yourself. Ask God to allow the Holy Spirit in you to help translate and give you a revelation of what God's word is saying to you. So again, hypocrisy. Let's try to keep away from it. Let's try to check ourselves. Make sure we're practicing what we preach. And make sure that we realize that this is all about doing the kingdom's job, the work of the kingdom. All right, it's time for the dance break with our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibe. We are flashing back not that far with Frankie Vibe. Actually, the date is October the 15th. The year is unknown. Because we didn't put it on here, but it is definitely going to be something. Remember, the dance break is about, one, you getting up and celebrating and worshiping the great I am and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you can't get up like I can and dance around, just wiggle your toes, snap your fingers, bob your head, do something to let God know that I'm giving you worship and praise. Now, we're going to do this for 22 minutes tonight, or maybe 24 minutes tonight, because this is a rather long mix. But we're going to kick it off. And remember that we're also trying to figure out what DJ Frankie Vibe is trying to say in his mixes, okay, because this is his ministry, and he has a message for the kingdom as well. And here we go, DJ Frankie Vibe, Gospel House Mix for this Flashback Friday.
Hey, this is DJ Frankie Vibe. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries with Sitsa Poochie, my girl. Get a word for your spirit today, and thanks for checking out the mix. Checking out the Sister Pucci Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vibe.
DJ Frankie Vibe on the ones and the twos, bringing us the gospel house music sound. And don't forget, Frankie has his own show that broadcasts on the Journey Home Outreach Ministry also, and that's not a 15-minute show, it's an hour show, hour and a half of him and his mixes. A little bit of fact, when DJ Frankie Vibe did the earlier mixes, he did call it the Sister Pucci Dance Mix. Later on, we changed that and just called it the Dance Mix, just for those who wanted to know. And it popped in my head as I was thinking about hypocrisy. Okay. All right. Next up on the mic is Moshe. Moshe has been with us since the beginning of the ministry. And, you know, he's a really deep person. And if you ever watch The Matrix series, you understand really what he's talking about. Here's a little spoken word piece by Moshe. It's called The First Eye Versus the Blind Eye.
Rome is falling. Yes, it is. West Side is falling. All over. Yes, it is. West is falling. The whole world is gone. Rome is falling. New is up. Wake up. We rise. Aha. New age. Rome is falling. Yes, it is. Yes. Haha. We will rise. Red pill or the blue pill? The red pill will take you out of this world and see it in the spiritual sense.
Yeah.
The blue pill will keep you in this world, the physical state.
Right, right.
Self imprisonment. Well, I'm gonna let you eat up this red pill if you can swallow
it.
The game of Monopoly, as you see it, is ruling this life.
Right.
Control of banks, institutions, media, and government. Keeps the mass of the masses under a spell. But soon the game's over. The so-called mighty dollar, your pride and joy, has nothing backing it. Monopoly money. Get it?
Control.
This control has molded us and our past ancestors into a world we see today. A world that suppresses truth and the African people from rise.
Right.
But it always was here in the spirit.
Yeah.
The ones that stay confused or refuse to hear and see the truth
from
the spirit like me will continue to perish in the mental and physical state. When they finally sense they're in set slavery like now, it will be a long physical struggle to see what's the right choice. And that is
unity
amongst your brothers and sisters. Physically and mentally. Everything that the masses love so much in this world continues to crumble.
All the damn.
More our people will finally unite, but will still perish because of their overall love of this world. The spiritually inclined will be able to live days without worldly things and continue to help others escape the physical and spiritual captivity. Escaping to dwell in a land of tranquility and peace. A land of a new mind state.
Faith.
A new dimension.
New age.
A new image.
Yeah.
All right. That was Moshe with the first eye versus the blind eye. All right, everybody. Next up on the mic is Coolie E, the Nazareth, with Time Again. And here we go.
Unbelievable, inconceivable, these perilous times we living in. Swimming in sin and discontent, disconnected from the truth within. What should we do to make amends? But trust up in the sacrifice that heaven sent. But even
situation, time and time again, I'm wondering.
love ignorance. Cause if I had a dollar for every time we walk this path, I'd have my accountant to keep up with the math. We love us ourself, trapped in the shell. Ah, the signs of the time point to the wrath of God. Jihad reeks, needs barred. No Christ, no peace, it's not hard. Look, no Christ, no peace, trust the Lord. He's my rock, my shield, my sword. The blade shall ward, but the hilt shall guard. Yah, my treasure's most precious shard. The cornerstone, the stumble block shall retard. The lion, the lamb, he shall reward. The ark is set course, so prepare to board. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, as he shuts the door. It's hard to ignore that we've been here
time
before.
And time and time and time again, we've been caught up in the trends. These different situations. Time and time again, we wandering, wondering how we circumvent to these same old places. Time and time again, we've been caught up in the trends. These different situations. Time and time again, I'm wondering if it's 'cause we love ignorance.
All right. That was Time Again by Cooley E. The Nazareth. Very talented group of artists that we have on this radio show. If you ever want to reach out to one of them, that's email sisterpoopji@journeyhomeministries.org. You're listening to the Journey Home Ministries Outreach, the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. I'm your pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based sport known as Sister Poochie, and this is the Flashback Friday edition. I would invite you to visit our website. We have a multitude of resources there for you. That's at www.journeyhomeministries.org. That's ministries, MINNTRIES. Okay, everybody, next up on the mic, you know, we did an hour and a half show just because I missed you last week. So I'm going to play something that's special to my heart. It's called Baba, and here we go.
Your way to fall on Papa, open the floodgates, and call your angels to follow me.
Sent in from one of our followers in Ghana. All right, everybody, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition with Flashback Friday with myself, Port, Chicago-based Port, known as Sister Pucci. I'm also the presiding pastor of the ministry. If you go to our website, you will find all of our contact information for the associate pastor, for the secretary, for the youth advisor, and so forth and so on. If you ever want to get on a show, all you have to do is email sisterpucci@journeyhomeministries.org, and someone to get back to you letting you know exactly when your song is going to be played. We call it Flashback Friday because we are looking over the last 6 years, but we are introducing new artists as we do it. So if you're a DJ and you're interested in doing a DJ spot, or a musician or a spoken word artist, just hit me up on the email and we'll definitely get you on the show and hopefully maybe get an interview with you as well. We're here. Our mission, One of our missions here, besides spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world, is encouraging the greatness in others and their God-given talents. And, you know, we are here to serve you. That's what the ministry is all about. We're in service to the people of God. So we also have a prayer line that you can call and a spiritual consulting email at spiritual counselor at journeyhomeministries.org. All right now, everybody, the next song up on the mic is by Supreme High Energy, saying, "I shall not be moved like a tree planted by the water." Everybody knows that story. I shall not be moved. Here we go. For a moment, Matthew 24th chapter, 23rd, I'm sorry, chapter, the whole 23rd chapter. It was really addressed, as we break it down, that Jesus was telling the disciples and the crowd that the teachers of the law and the Pharisees give you restrictions on your life. They burden you down and make it cumbersome, and they don't do anything to help lift your burdens. Christ says, "Cast your cares on me because I care for you." So, you know, in this passage, what he's trying to warn us is don't be like the Pharisees and the teachers of the law of that time and some of this time. I don't know who, but, you know, the Bible is something that is a continuum. But I'm going to read it one more time. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so you must be careful to do everything they tell you. But do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. For the heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for people to see. They make the tassels of the garments long. They love the place of honor at the banquets and the most important seat in the synagogue. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplace and to be called rabbi by others. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And you do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he's in heaven. Nor do you be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servants. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. God says, if my people would just humble themselves and pray, you know. So that's that reading, again, is Jesus' response to hypocrisy. You know, we have to practice what we preach. I used the example earlier, and I'm going to use it again. It's love thy neighbor, but you can't love, you know, two neighbors and not like the person down at the end of the block. You have to love all your neighbors, no matter what they do in your sight. You still need to love them. We need to forgive people if we want to be forgiven. We need to help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ without putting rules and restrictions and tradition and pageantry in it. We just need to let people know that Jesus is our friend. He is here for us. And that's the message. And I want to play now, Can You Hear the Message by Society Hill Music. And here we go.
Can you hear me? everywhere. There's more than you can bear.
More than you can bear.
Lift up your head, don't be afraid. You'll find the strength somewhere.
Oh, you'll find the strength somewhere.
When the road is rough and times are tough, and no one seems to care, you've got a friend at every bend. A friend with love to share. Share your love. Give your love.
Message by Society Hill Music. Everybody, this has been a wonderful time that I'm having. I'm so glad that I broadcast tonight. Thank you for the faithful listeners who constantly listen to the shows, even when they're when we're not on. They're definitely listening to the archives, and I see that. And we're so forever grateful for your support, and we're so forever grateful for you taking the time out for letters to come into your eardrums. You have a choice of who you want to listen to, and so we're glad that you chose to listen to us. All right, next is Wade in the Water by Catherine Kendricks, and here we go.
Children that come to the trouble, the water.
All right. That was Wade in the Water by Captain Kendricks. You know, God's going to trouble the water. He's going to trouble it and make it all right. You know, with everything that's going on in the world, so many wars and destruction and death, it's sometimes hard to keep your head up, you know. But you have to remember that God is still in control of everything. There's been wars and murders and killings from the beginning of the Bible. And so this is not nothing new for God. He knows how to handle it. We need to put it in his hands as believers. Stand together and pray for the whole entire world. It's healing and for peace. We also need to keep in our hearts forgiveness. Forgiveness for those who trespass against us. So don't forget to read in the 23rd book of Matthew about hypocrisy. And everybody, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. I'll see you back next Friday for Flashback Friday. The show goes so fast. I'm glad I did it an extra half an hour. And God bless you all. And thanks again for letting me be your humble servant. All right. Roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thy Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings. See you next week.